And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative and just plain right. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to get to all three triple dippers. I believe I will. But I got to chase a rabbit here for a minute, Boomer. So I'm just going to go ahead and take some host license with the microphone. This is where, I guess, if I were still in the state Senate, I'd be going up to the microphone going, Madam President, I'd like a moment of personal privilege. So I'm gonna take a moment of personal privilege. Just got a text on the text line, Dustin from Hazel Green. Now, I don't always go off topic, but this one just kind of really got my attention. So let me just ask you to bear with me here for a minute, because I got to say something, but I think a lot of our audience is going to recognize this as being a worthwhile rabbit to chase, if you will. Dustin from Hazel Green texted in and said he's got a family member who just recently left the Air Force. Said they've been looking at, you know, what he can do to do post-military. He says, what advice would you give a single 32-year-old guy fresh out of the service? What are some things he could do to sort of help his transition back into normal life, normal being in, you know, quotations, and that you found to be effective and yet not lose that sense of drive and commitment that's instilled into a service member? He goes on to say, you know, he's already been out a couple of years, several years, and is living in the Huntsville area, so there's lots of advantages to that. But he just went on to say, you know, part of the reason why he got out was because of liberal progressive stuff that's in the service right now, and it was, I'm sure, getting in the way of feeling like he was serving for, you know, the right reasons at that point. So let me just, first of all, Dustin, I appreciate that. And to your family member, I will start by saying thank you very much for your service. Thank you. Thank you very much for your service. First of all, I guess, you know, I would say this. When people are out there in their businesses and they're hiring, I gave a speech on this once, and I asked a question. I said, rhetorically speaking, I said, what is a veteran? What is a veteran? And by the way, I recognize that veterans are just normal folks in many ways. I'm not by any way casting dispersions about anybody who has not served, not at all. But in terms of this context of this question, what is a veteran? Well, a veteran is somebody who understands what it means to do hard work, who understands what it means to put in long hours, who knows how to lead, but he also knows how to follow orders. A veteran is somebody who is used to the idea that some jobs may require drug testing, and he has to do what he can to keep himself away from certain habits that, you know, that the civilian populace may have the freedom to have. All those things play in. A veteran is somebody who already did more in a 3-year span than most folks do in a 10-year span. A veteran is somebody who had to go through rigorous training just to be allowed to do the things that he collected a paycheck for, and often got paid maybe half of what the civilian population would do for doing the same thing. A veteran is somebody who understands sacrifice. And a veteran is somebody who, in this day and age, until most recently, almost anybody who was in the service joined during a time of conflict. It's one thing to join in a peacetime military. I honor that too. But it's another thing altogether to join knowing full well that you were signing up during a time of war. And it wasn't until last August that we stopped being in a war zone. Technically, we still are. We have troops in harm's way right now in Syria. I guarantee you there's things happening in other places, and if you're in special operations, you're there all the time. All that to say, that's what a veteran is. And so I hope, first of all, your family member recognizes the value of who he is before doing anything else. But I'll say this too. Especially in Alabama, there are some great opportunities. And I'm not just talking about the fact that the job market is so broad, because there are plenty of opportunities there. First of all, I don't know what his education level was, whether he was enlisted, whether he was an officer. I don't know what his skill was, technical, or whether it was more of a sort of a blue-collar skill within the military, because we have all of the above. You can do everything in the military you can do in the civilian world. You can be a dental hygienist. You can be a truck driver. You can be a mechanic. You can be a shooter. You can whatever. But all that to say, I would encourage him to consider what his educational opportunities are to further or advance his potential for career in the civilian market now. Because the GI Bill is an amazing asset. The GI Bill is not Biden's payoff of student loans. The GI Bill is something that your family member earned. Literally went potentially into harm's way to earn the right to go to school and have the government help with it. And it's not just there, by the way, for, you know, an undergrad degree. It could be a technical skill. He may want to capitalize on some training he got in the military for cybersecurity or being a mechanic or whatever, and go and accentuate that particular skill because technical schools qualify for the GI Bill too. You may also want to get an advanced degree. If he already has a degree, the GI Bill helped pay for my law school. So yeah, it can do all kinds of things. The other piece of this, though, is here in Alabama, we have something, I believe it's called ANGAP. Two different things here. Alabama has an Alabama GI Bill, if I'm not mistaken, that if you are a resident of Alabama and you have been for a period of time, you can qualify for additional funding for schooling. I think there's also potentially, and I'm speaking maybe slightly out of school here, there may be some potential benefits for service members to go to school within the state of Alabama as well. Here's the other thing. I was proud to be a co-sponsor of legislation when I was in the state Senate that says that if you got a skill while you were in the service and it translates to a civilian skill, that you can skip over the licensing and all the kind of testing you have to do in the civilian world to show them proof of your training and get your license and go right back to work. So I don't know what your family member did. If it was technical, there may be something like, I don't know, something in the cybersecurity realm that he could take his military clearance and go right to work for somebody at Redstone or somewhere else. If he was a mechanic, I can tell you right now, Anniston Army Depot is beefing up, man, beefing up in a big way. Just on the fact that we're going to be selling tanks to Poland, they're going to be beefing up at the Anniston Army Depot. If he wants to work on, fighter planes or KC-135 air tankers, we got Air National Guard right here in the state that can put him to work tomorrow. If he was a welder in the military, he can be a welder at the Austal Boat Yards down in Mobile, make it $80,000 a year right off the bat. So I'm just saying there's an amazing amount of opportunities here in the state of Alabama. And if he needs something more, let me encourage him to consider that there are organizations, and they're not just for social clubs, like the VFW or the Veterans of Foreign Wars is one of them. I just mentioned that, the VFW, or MOA, or some of the others. They actually have people that will advise and assist in helping that person to find those things that they might be able to plug into. Or for that matter, if they need resources. If they need somebody to say, hey, man, you're all right, and counseling's available to you if you ever needed it, you don't have to sit by yourself and wonder if you're missing out. There are resources available to veterans, so much so that I was able to assist with the development of what we call veterans courts in the state of Alabama, because veterans don't often realize what they qualify for, and they get into the judicial system, and I'm not saying your family member did, but they get into trouble, and then they literally have an opportunity to get more assets than most folks would ever even know are there. All I'm saying is this. Your service is honorable. He has an opportunity to do an amazing amount with it. Some of it will transition directly into civilian life. Some of it will pay for school to do more. At the same time, who he is and perhaps who the military helped him to become is something that employers are looking for right now. And that's a total off-the-cuff diatribe responding to Dustin from Hazel Green on the text line. But, man, I'm gonna be honest with you. I appreciate the opportunity, and there's my moment of personal privilege. Madam President, I yield the microphone. Not really. Paul from Athens is teched in and said a veteran is also somebody who's to be respected and has earned respect. Appreciate that. All right, listen. I tell you what, Boomer, that's a perfect spot for me to go about a minute before a usual break time. You didn't have a caller, did you? I thought you had a caller a minute ago. No? All good? All right. Tell you what, Boomer, take the break a minute early. Let's do that. I'll come back, and I swear, Tyler from Huntsville, I'm going to get on to number two of the Triple Dipper. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We got a whole lot more.